When you cease to make a contribution, you begin to die. Eleanor Roosevelt. The Roosevelt Dime. The dime honors President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was stricken with polio in 1921 at age 39. In 1938, during his second term as president, Roosevelt established the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis to combat the disease that was afflicting many young people. The name March of Dimes came from comedian Eddie Cantor and was a play off the popular newsreel feature, The March of Time. Cantor urged listeners to send their dimes to the White House. Upon Roosevelt's death in 1945, many Americans wanted to do something to honor the president. At the time, three coins were up for replacement: the Lincoln cent, the Mercury dime, and the Walking Liberty half dollar. Because of Roosevelt's work with the March of Dimes, the dime was chosen to bear his likeness. The new dime debuted January 30, 1946. It was the kickoff date for the 1946 March of Dimes campaign, and what would have been the late president's 64th birthday. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis officially changed its name to the March of Dimes in 1979. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At that statement, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Mark chapter 10, verses 21 through 22. The man in the gospel is all of us. He has met the Lord Jesus, as we have, is loved by him, as we are, and is called to walk with him, as we were in baptism. The man also has many possessions, as we do, all of us, at least in the perspective of the whole world. And when God looks, God sees the whole world. The man in the gospel, when he walks on stage, is all of us. The story that unfolds, however, is different for each of us, for it is the story of our own response by what we do with our own possessions, a response played out over a lifetime, not simply a moment of time. Some people get many possessions by chance, and some get them by hard work, but everyone keeps them by choice. God looks at everything I have, not just at isolated mistakes, failures, sins, nor just at isolated good deeds. God looks at the whole sweep of my life, my abilities, my education, my relationships, my money, my possessions. They were all given to enable me to do something. What am I doing with what I was given? I write my own response to that question with my whole life. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. At that statement, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.